Madrid, November 1975.
Here I am, in the Plaza de la Armería, outside the Spanish Royal Palace. I'm standing to attention with my comrades. Here in this white square, the company of skiers. We have come down from Jaca, from the Mountain Military School. It's the first military inspection for the new king, Juan Carlos I. His words in the Cortes of Spanish Parliament are still ringing in our ears as he introduced himself as the first soldier.
The Crown sees it as its duty to acknowledge and foster spiritual values. As first soldier of this nation, I will be dedicated to the task of ensuring that the Spanish armed forces, an example of patriotism and discipline, becomes as effective and strong as this nation requires.
It's very emotional because we know we are writing a new page in the history of Spain. Many things are going to change, both in our nation and in our armed forces.
Under the reign of Juan Carlos I, major social and political transformations have taken place in Spain. The most important of these was the 1978 Constitution, based on a plural and democratic state. The Constitution gives the armed forces a clear role to play, the defence of national territory under the supreme command of the king.
Libertad, libertad, sin ira, libertad. Guárdate tu miedo y tu ira, porque hay libertad, sin ira, libertad. Y si no la hay, sin duda la habrá.
The new social reality of Spain and the impact of new technology have fostered the progress of the armed forces and their future into the 21st century. The key features of this new model are based on an entirely professional, modernized armed forces. In the year 2000, compulsory military service was ended. The old milit had lasted for over 230 years. Also, women are now increasing their role in the armed forces.